Assalamu alaikum. It's nice to see you again as we continue to bring the divine into the daily by understanding how we can incorporate the 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into our daily lives to improve the relationship with our spouse and with our children. The name that we're going to discuss today is Al-Mubdi', which means the beginner or the originator, the initiator, the one from which all initiates from or originates from. When we understand the concept of Al-Mubdi', we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator, and we know that everything begins with Allah. Within our own families, when we look to our children, many times we think of ourselves, the parents, as the originators of the path that we want our children to follow. And while it's beautiful to encourage our children to not just be as we are, but to be better than we are in terms of their character, in terms of their akhlaq, their adab, sometimes taking that path of being like the originator or trying to be like the initiator, we try to create a mold that we squeeze our children into. But that mold that we squeeze our children into can sometimes be very confining. And although we may be that first stop of where our children begin to learn how they process the world, of how they view the world, of how they make decisions, of how they develop their character and their perspective on life, we are definitely not the last stop. Because our children will pave their own way. They will figure out the path as well from what they see around them, from their friends, from their environment. And as much as we might like to keep them in that mold that we've created, as they enter into their preteen years, their teenage years, and their young adulthood, we will soon find that they will step away from that mold and they will create their own mold. And that can be a very beautiful process if we've given the foundation and we've provided our children with the ability to make the right choices. Because they will make choices and they will make mistakes, and those mistakes will be different than the mistakes that we have made. And although, again, we view ourselves as the originators, as the home where the seed sprouts from and continues to grow, the reality is that the nature that surrounds our children, the social atmosphere, the friends, what they experience in school, what they experience in college, will shape them as well. And rather than fighting against that shaping and that molding, instead, as parents, it's our time to be able to step back a little bit and say, we are here for you. We are here to guide you. We are here to help you. We're not here to mold you and shape you into the exact form as we were when we were your children, when we were children your age. And we know, of course, that Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu reminded us that we should not raise our children in the exact way that we were raised. We should not have those exact same expectations, for every generation will face problems that differ from the generation before. So I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Mubdi', the originator, the initiator, consistently allows us as parents to provide that initiation into the world for our children in the best way possible, but not to feel so contained or to contain our children into a mold that they are going to try to break free from, because they are going to find their own paths and their own journeys. Jazakumallahu khair, and I look forward to speaking to you again as we continue to bring the divine into the daily. Assalamu alaikum.